You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In an interview with Radio New Zealand, Defence Minister Pene Henare said the government are closely following recent developments in Afghanistan. Henare's comments come after an increase in violence, as the Taliban have made substantial advances in the past few weeks. This included 1,000 government troops fleeing into the neighbouring nation of Tajikistan to save their own lives, which is the third time soldiers have fled Afghanistan in the past week. The Taliban's rapid advances see them take control of the northern provinces of Tikhar and Badakhshan, which are home to almost 2 million people. This comes as part of significant progress the Taliban have made since American President Joe Biden announced the US withdrawal from Afghanistan in April. However, the Taliban are expected to present a peace proposal to the Afghan government by August. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid told Reuters on Monday that the peace talks and process will be accelerated in the coming days. Upon New Zealand's military withdrawal earlier this year, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern claimed that New Zealand forces were no longer needed, as it was more important to support an internal and enduring peace process. But as violence continues amid the resurgence, many have questioned the likelihood of reaching peace, despite recent negotiations, and whether forces were right to withdraw. Pene Henare has said that although no other countries had asked New Zealand to take new action in Afghanistan, the recent increase in violence had been brought up at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Defence Ministers meeting. According to Henare, New Zealand is watching the situation closely. I spoke to National Party Foreign Affairs and Defence spokesperson Jerry Brownlee and the University of Auckland Suzanne Lachlan about the recent developments and the possibility of redeployment in Afghanistan. In response to Henare's comments, Brownlee said that it was important for New Zealand to continue monitoring the situation.
Well, I think because New Zealand is part of the group of countries that are opposed to the type of terrorist activities promulgated by the Taliban, by ISIS, and by other groups who have that fundamental religious philosophy about how the world should look, does have a right to be concerned. And I'm pleased to hear that there is some at least monitoring of what might happen and what might be done. That could lead to the New Zealand government having to make a decision about some form of deployment back into Afghanistan, but I think we'd want to be absolutely certain that we were in a role that our support capacity could provide some effect in. As I said, it would depend on what we were being asked to do and what capabilities we might add to any attempt to suppress the Taliban. And they're obviously very unfavourable view of the rest of the world.
He went on to explain that New Zealand military involvement in Afghanistan may be permissible if a threat from terrorist organisations re-emerges.
I think the question that you've got to ask is, if Afghanistan were to once again become a known base for the development of terrorist cells that were going to inflict their misery on the rest of the world, would we have a view about that? And I think we do. We've already expressed that. We were in Afghanistan for, more than a decade and a half. And that loss of life of New Zealand soldiers who died there should not be considered in vain. The purpose of going there was a valid one. And at the moment, we do need to be concerned that it looks like the very reasons for us going there are in resurgence again.
But Suzanne Lachlan said that New Zealand should not be looking at redeploying troops in Afghanistan. Instead, we should be looking at supporting Afghan people through organisations and internal programs.
I think we should always offer to support people to resolve conflict. But this particularly is a conflict that was escalated because of US-led and Western intervention. And it's escalated over 20 years now, particularly the last 15 years. There's been continued intervention, there's been continued civilian casualties through US actions, through NATO force actions. And, even if we weren't part and parcel of those civilian casualties, which of course is debatable, but even if we weren't, we're still behind this intervention and have a responsibility to help where we can resolve it, but not by imposing solutions. I don't think New Zealand would need to redeploy military forces, if it was going to help, there's a whole raft of ways that it could help internationally through international organisations and through supporting Afghan women who have set up plenty of organisations who are, you know, perfectly capable of advocating for themselves and for peace in Afghanistan. They don't need Westerners in there to do that. They need Western support for it, yes. And we certainly, I don't think, need New Zealand military in there.
She later said that New Zealand should only become involved in Afghanistan again if it was invited by internal organisations rather than from Western powers.
If we're going to respond to anything, it should be to an invitation to do something quite specific that we know that we can do, where we can support, preferably in consultation perhaps with UN agencies and organisations if the Afghan government has invited them in and asked them in to do something. You know, the NATO forces that went in there was approved by the Security Council, but it was never a UN mission. It was a coalition of the willing. Under NATO, of course, which is the US is the greatest military power within NATO. So, you know, there was the US forces in there, and then there were NATO forces under US leadership. And eventually they came together into one great big counterinsurgency mission. We've never talked here about counterinsurgency, but counterinsurgency has been the plan for that mission, the strategy for that mission, right from the beginning, and very much from 2009, when the US turned it into a, you know, very clear population-centric counterinsurgency mission. And it's just been going, you know, it was going downhill then, but it went downhill ever more after.
Minister Penehanare was asked to speak on the issue, but was unavailable.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.